Crossing the Lines, Part 1, Entblößt. Le Chambre Noire, Paris, 1943. Paris smouldered that autumn. Beyond the Seine, war rattled its cage, but here in the Le Chambre Noire, I ruled a kingdom of velvet lies. Berlin's puppet? Nein. I was Madame Corat, silk-wrapped blade. Tonight, a new contact bled into my web. Late. Typical. Nexus, he calls himself. Latin for connection or just one man's inflated ego? We've seen them all around here, but better than Agent Schmidt, I suppose. Half past nine, he said. Eight. Oh, this is taking too long. Oh, Gott, diese Stadt. Garçon, absinthe, and make it a double, will you? Hand landed on my shoulder. His touch, electric, startling not for its suddenness, but its warmth. I turned and found eyes not like shrapnel, but dark water, deep enough to drown in. An hour late. In my business, tardiness gets people shot. He claimed necessity. Something about watched streets. I didn't blink. You're not wrong. There are ice everywhere, monsieur. Pierre, the parlour, vite. And champagne, the 28 Veuve. The parlour smelled of cigar smoke and paranoia. Nexus sat, crossing his legs. Too calm, like a man at the opera, not on Abwehr business. So, die Nachricht aus Berlin. Jetzt. I believe you have a message from headquarters for me. Once I have assured myself that it is genuine, I will pass my intelligence on to you. Not so quick. Quid pro quo, mein Schatz. Show me the message first. Then we'll discuss what Berlin wants. In Ordnung. Sehr gut. My turn. I have a list of suspected French resistance members. The intelligence is good and we're checking each of them in turn. I reached into the cleavage of my dress and removed a folded note from my brassiere. Entschuldigung. My tits. My safe deposit box. His gaze didn't drop. Professional. Then... Oh, and Nexus. How is Sturmbannführer Hoffmann? Peter sends Grüße. His finger twitched. Oh, verdammt. There was, of course, no Sturmbannführer Hoffmann. He had fallen into my trap, but instead of triumph, I felt a hollow pang. Another liar, like all the rest. Now the night was going to get long and messy. Would have to use my most powerful weapon, myself. Ah, business is so tedious. And even wolves need to play. Comsy, Agent Nexus. Dance with me. His hands slid to my lower back, a soldier's grip, not a diplomat's. So, why Nexus? Connecting dots? Or people? He murmured something in my ear about the thrill of mystery. Voice low, sandpaper on silk. I felt his thumb brush my pulse point. It was an old interrogator's trick. I decided to play along. Feel that. Or for you. I pressed against him. Let him feel every curve. Let him think he controlled this. You don't find a little mystery thrilling, ma belle, he murmured into my ear. Most thrilling. I stepped back. He pulled me flush. Hard muscle, even harder cock. Your body betrays you, Morloop. He growled, dancing us backward into the shadows. He pushed me back against the wall. Fingers slid under my skirt. Rough, demanding. Idiot. cockroaches are lethal, idiot. They're all the same. Incapable of resisting the siren call. All underestimating a woman. So why did this once touch me like salvation? Rain hissed like static between us. The only sound in a city holding its breath. I shivered and he instinctively put an arm around me, drawing me closer against his side. "You're cold," he murmured, his voice husky. I had no shortage of attention here in Paris, or sex, for that matter, but something in his gallantry made me feel something. Something I didn't have time for right now. So, Desinvier, welcome to my humble abode. Belline pays for the view, not the soul, chérie. Would you like another drink? Cognac or whiskey? Choose wisely. He pointed to cognac. Predictable. Uh-huh. A man who takes his poison aged. How fitting. You stare like I am a cipher you can't crack. Is it the dress? Or... the gloves. Men do love undoing knots. He didn't blink. Didn't rise. Eyes locked on mine, steady as a sniper's scope. "You're captivating," he said, voice roughened by cognac. "Too sincere. And entirely your own. You see that? Most, only see the silhouette." He stepped closer. Bergamot and rain and something metallic. Gun oil. A dangerous combination. My heel caught the rug. Ah! His hand shot out, interrogator fast, grabbing my elbow. "I've got you," he said firmly. Clumsy. Fatal in our line. He dropped my wrist, still steadying my balance. "What scares you more?" His thumb brushed my pulse. "Falling or being caught?" This was getting much too close for comfort. We've been playing games for long enough. I yanked my dress straps. Silk hissed down my body. "Call me temptress, then. Be fucking tempted." "Shut up. Now." Avada PKK, how original. "Old habits," he murmured, lips against my jugular. "No apologies. I'd have shot you first." My gaze caught on a scar, puckered, old, slashing his shoulder. A soldier's mark. Then he flipped me, pinning my wrist, knees forcing my thighs apart. "Wait. Make me wet first." I was relying on him being a gentleman for my plan to work. He paused. A beat. then lowered his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Bitter. Yeah.
I shook him back. Straddled his hips, cold steel kissing his throat. Who sent you? Reasonable. Oh, I'm very reasonable. I asked you a question. Resistance? British. Americana. Oh, fuck you, disclose it or not, it's all the same to me. I'm going to have to take you back to Berlin all the same. Now give me back that list. Infuriating. Don't move. No. 9. Du Schwein. In a split second, he had me trapped beneath him, his hands pinning my arms above my head, his body pressed against mine. Bastard! Now, is this how ladies behave? Don't you dare touch! He chuckled, breath scalding my skin. You taste like victory, he purred. Let me show you how sweet surrender feels. Oh, fuck. He drove into me. Punishing, claiming. Beg, he growled. Trying him.
I think you can make me beg for mercy like this. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
He collapsed, spent, vulnerable. My fingertips brushed cold steel on the floor. He looked dazed as he felt the steel against his neck once more. Told you, you'd never win. His eyes snapped open, dazed, blood trickling from his lip. The blade bit his skin. I asked you before, who sent you? Don't look so surprised. Just because you're a good fuck, I can't let you get away. He laughed, a little dry laugh. Answer, or bleed out here. His hand shot towards my wrist. No! Adrenaline sang. He screamed as I drove the knife into his side. I lunged for the bedside drawer. Blood bloomed across the sheets like a poisoned rose. Dark, relentless. Scheiße. Stop. Let me look. Okay, you live. But Christ, you bleed pretty. Let me apply pressure. Lie still. Oh, idiot. As you fancy bleeding out on my Egyptian cotton. He laughed. A wet, pain sound. Oh, maddening. Was that necessary? Stabbing yourself on my goddamn blade. Come on. There. Drink. It hurt less than my questions. He swallowed, eyes glassy with pain and cognac. Last chance. Who owns you? British intelligence, yeah? Only a gentleman bleeds so politely. Headquarters will break you. What? Oh, God! The arrogance! And what do you think I'm doing exactly with my pretty little head and my pretty little knife? Oh, to idiot! Come on. Pressure. Here. Hold it yourself. I'll get some bandages. Come on, stay awake, soldier. I returned with bandages. I peeled his vest from his wound, stuck with half-dried blood. Ah, God. Built like a fucking U-boat. Yes, I like what I see, but that's beside the fucking point. I happen to like my men breathing, and you're on probation. Come on. Lean forward. Yeah, so I can get the bandage around your back. He drank again. Words dissolving into slurry. Nine? How did you see this going? Well, don't you have a way with words when you're drunk, soldier? Yes, you did conquer my little German cunt. Hey. 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 Don't die yet. I didn't bandage you for nothing. Oh, come on. Hey. Oh, fuck you, Evie. Verdammt. I knelt naked over him, his blood crusting under my nails. Vulnerable. Exposed. Suddenly his hand shot up, fingers tangling in my hair, yanking me down. Nine. Hör auf. No. Oh, fuck. Sleep, you beautiful fool. Oh, while you still can. I got up to deal with the bloody rags now covering my bedside table. He lay still. Asleep or unconscious, it didn't matter. Tomorrow, Berlin. Tomorrow, a bullet. Rest well, Nexus. The hangover's the least you'll suffer.